With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins. This report is brought to you by Florida Vacation Rentals at Siesta Key. Your room is ready at siestakeyyes.com. Here are the latest numbers, starting here at home in the U.S. Deaths in the U.S. on one day slightly down, but still leading the world with 1,289. Where is the activity in the United States? You guessed it. It remains Texas, Florida, and California continue to lead with the number of COVID-related deaths. Texas reported 201. Florida yesterday reported 153. That's down slightly. California reported 143 deaths from COVID-related illness, also down slightly. Arizona was up with 104 deaths reported on Wednesday. And Mississippi was down slightly with 57. New cases up nationally for a third straight day with 44,637 new cases. Deaths at 1,289 in one day, slightly lower than the day previous. Globally, new case counts are up for a third day to 274,000 new cases around the world. Daily deaths up slightly to 6,340 people in one day dying from COVID-related illness around the world. The U.S., India, and Brazil still lead the pack with over 1,000 deaths reported, respectively, each on Wednesday. In the news, the Justice Department on Wednesday sent letters to the governors of New York and three other Democratic-led states seeking data on whether they violated federal law by ordering public nursing homes to accept recovering COVID-19 patients from hospitals, actions that have been criticized for potentially fueling the spread of the virus. Prosecutors said the fact-finding letters, also sent to New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, were aimed at determining whether the orders, quote, may have resulted in the deaths of thousands of elderly nursing home residents, end quote. France's prime minister announced Thursday the face mask will become compulsory throughout Paris. Jean Castex said 19 departments have been added to a map with red zones. 21 of France's 94 departments are now considered red zones. According to a new study, older men are twice as likely to become sick and even die from the coronavirus as women of the same age because of their immune response. The study's findings, published Wednesday in Nature, indicate men produce a weaker immune response to the virus than women. According to researchers, men, especially those over the age of 60, might need to depend more on a coronavirus vaccine to protect against the virus. Good news for those over the age of 55. Moderna's coronavirus vaccine candidate showed strong immune response in older adults in a recent clinical trial. 2 months after receiving the vaccine, 20 study participants had higher antibody levels than people recovering from COVID-19. Previous early trials of the would-be vaccine showed equally promising results for a younger population. According to Politico, Moderna presented the research findings to the CDC in a meeting on Wednesday. And total numbers globally at this hour, 24.3 million people having contracted coronavirus since January, 830,500 people have died, and just under 17 million people have recovered. This coronavirus update is brought to you by Florida Vacations at Siesta Key. Your room is ready. Book now for great rates at siestakeyyes.com. With your coronavirus update, I'm Jim Watkins.